It is the Friday show. Excellent stuff. Neil Atkinson with Phil Blundell, Joel Richards and Andy Heaton. Coming up, we've got Pete Selby, Andy Middleton and Kweku Afari. They're all on their way to talk about a variety of different football clubs. But we will start with the 12:30. It is Aston Villa versus Everton. You've heard of both of them. Ultimately, Joel, Gerrard could do with something. Very, very quickly, it seemed to me as though the pressure's on Steve, and more so than maybe I was aware of before a ball had been kicked this season. I think there's a lot of oddness in this. We'll come on to that, but it was interesting last weekend. You know, disappointing first game of the season away at Bournemouth, get beat 2-0, concede in the first minute, never create a decent chance. Gerrard is under a bit of pressure at Villa.
Yes, and the manner of that defeat, as you just said, I was really surprised, to be honest, because I thought that was a kind of result that Villa would get, even if it was... if it wasn't pretty, if it was a 1-0 win or whatnot. So to see them go down by 2-0 was very surprising, and it was very concerning, because I think if you now look at Gerrard's reign as a whole, it's been very hit and miss. It's been very inconsistent. He hasn't had a solid run either way, where it's either looked solidly brilliant or solidly shit. And that's therein lies the problem with Villa, I think. And the fact that he's had a lot of money to spend. You know, you look at some of his signings in the summer, he spent, was it over 20 million on Diego Carlos? And then yep. He's also bought,
I think it was.
He got Kamara from Marseille.
Yep.
And who's just been his other big move this summer?
Only Coutinho. I'm looking at the signings now, and I think most people probably thought they'd done more than they have. There's a backup left back.
But they've done more in that they did a lot of bits in January, is the thing I would point out.
They did Coutinho
in on loan.
And is there an issue around the forwards? I mean, is there something around Watkins and Ings? You know, they've never really got going. I know, admittedly, they weren't to signings, and Ings joined before Gerrard. But is there an issue where he can't get them two in the same team? And then even with his shape, does he sometimes go with a 4-3-2-1? Does he go 4-3-1-2? So he's messed around with formations quite a bit, especially towards the end of last season. So I don't really know how you can solve it at this point, but it's a very big couple of weeks for Villa, and especially on Saturday, he really needs to get something.